little Chiefs Live Overdrive Combine Edition for you. Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, along with Nick Jacobs, director from Time Warner Cable Sports Channel, who was at the Combine. More underclassmen there than ever before, but the general feeling was maybe more talent that's been there in recent years. Do you concur?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. You had so many guys there that don't have that tread on their tire necessarily to where they're coming out a little bit quicker. So, I mean, that allows you to have some depth to where third, fourth, fifth round, you're going to have a lot of quality players that in other drafts may have gone second.
Talking about tires, Jadeveon Clowney would be a tractor tire.
Yeah, what Jadeveon was able to do, you're not going to find many guys that are almost 270 pounds that can be able to run just like a wide receiver or a corner. And Jadeveon had a phenomenal combine for the most part. All the numbers he put up were very freakishly good. A lot of scouts were happy to see those numbers.
I know Chiefs fans want to see DBs.
Yeah.
What about corners and safeties? Are any Seattle Seahawk type guys in this draft?
Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State is one of those guys that has good size, he's got good speed to him, and he could be a very promising player.
But he's going to be a top 10 pick, it looks like, a dynamic returner. He was shattering Big 12 records with Oklahoma State Cowboys and maybe the top corner in this draft. There's some safety guys. I know that the prior kid at Louisville comes to mind, or Clinton Dix at Alabama.
Yes, Clinton Dix is another one of those guys that can cover a lot of range. Obviously very well disciplined in Nick Saban's system. Calvin Pryor is a guy who's all over the place. He can be a free safety, strong safety, then move in the box, run him on blitzes. He has natural ability, good speed. When he's under control, he's a good open field tackler. He has the experience of what Bob Sutton would want in this type of system.
What about on the offensive side of the football overall? What did you see?
The offensive side of the football, there are a lot of athletes out there. If you need a wide receiver, this is a year to definitely go after one. Because, I mean, Odell Beckham's a very talented guy. Mike Evans, talented guy. Sammy Watkins probably won't fall to Kansas City, but a very talented guy. There's at least five or six guys that you can get in those first three rounds that it could really help contribute.
When I ask you about Odell Beckham Jr., his ability to be a returner, he had a 109-yard return for a touchdown on a missed field goal by UAB. Mm-hmm. Can he be a consistent type returner, particularly like a punt returner?
Yes, and that is another aspect of his game that is a must-have on your football team. And he's a lot like Niall Davis. Niall can make a cut, and when he makes that cut, he doesn't lose any acceleration in any way, shape, or form. Cuts, goes, and that's the same thing with Odell Beckham. That's something that I really do like about him.
We hear about the Oregon receivers. What about Cooks at Oregon State, and is he a DeSean Jackson type?
Brandon is going to be a little bit smaller, obviously. He reminds me a lot of Welker in terms of the compactness as a receiver. The thing that I really want to see him work on, whether when he comes to the next level, is his ability to be able to explode out of his route. Now, once he gets the ball in his hands, he's a dynamic player in that open field, and his vision is fantastic.
Another guy, Marquise Lee, the kid from USC. What did you see in him?
Lee is definitely one of those guys. He plays with that savvy route running ability to where he knows how to set up a corner, to where he knows how to use that shoulder properly to fake outside and then be able to give himself a little space inside on a comeback route or potentially on a slant to where he can fake outside, then come in and give himself a nice little space. He's another one of those dynamic receivers.
Now let's go to some local guys because I know there's interest here. The Missouri Tigers jump up there. They've got, what, six or seven guys
yes.
that could be drafted. What did you see from the Missouri contingent?
Well, from the Missouri contingent, LaDainian Washington's one of those very talented guys that's got some good speed, good size to him, knows how to ball track and can able to leap. Obviously, Coney Ealy from Missouri is another one of those guys, a good pass rusher, has a little bit of Alden Smith in him and be very promising if you take the time with him.
Nick, I'm amazed at how many MIAA guys make it to the NFL right here in the Chiefs' kingdom. Pittsburgh State's John Brown.
Yes.
What'd you see there?
John Brown, I mean, he had a phenomenal combine. To be able to get that speed that he had, obviously turned some scouts' attention. John Brown is one of those guys, a very dynamic returner. He sees the lanes. He knows how to be able to utilize his speed and how to be able to cut up field. There's some things he got to work on as a receiver, but obviously right now he could run a go route with the best of them. He could run a slant with the best of them. And then the drag, he can get that open field, catch it, turn up field, and he can turn a 10-yard gain into a 70-yard touchdown.